With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More than $22 billion going to be spent building 30 roads, 15 railway lines and 5 new bus connect projects across the country in a mere 5 years. I hope that that isn't pie in the sky, but I hope it will happen. But does this plan fall short in some areas? Joining me to discuss this is Brian Caulfield, Professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity College in Dublin, and Fine Gael TD for Tip South and Transport Committee Chairperson Michael Murphy. Good morning to you both. Brian, I'm going to come to you first of all. Do you, I mean, it's a mega plan and a lot of money, but does it fall short in some areas?
It is a big plan. It's a huge amount of money, and to spend that in 5 years, I'd have questions about whether we would have the capacity to do that, but let's park that for a second. Where does it show kind of fall short? I suppose before government was formed and the Greens had this 2-to-1 ratio for spend on public transport, which links back to the Citizens' Assembly on climate change in 2017, that's gone. It's about 1.2-to-1, the spend in favour of public transport over roads. So there is less.
Did you say it's down to 1.? Well, I thought it was 1.4. Is it 1.2-to-1? Is that what you said?
1.2. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, about 1.2-to-1 in favour of public transport. What's in it? Yeah, there's a lot of rail lines. There's fantastic rail line for Cork. It's going to be essentially a DART line, a DART system in that city. There are a couple of projects in Dublin that have kind of been pushed out a bit. One being DART Southwest, something we got planning permission for last year that hasn't had a judicial review. So should be ready for construction. That construction is not going to happen until the next decade. So that's one of them. The other thing is there isn't an awful lot of ambition in there on Lewis. The only Lewis line that's going to be funded up until the start of the next decade is the 4-kilometre extension in Finglas. Nothing in there about Cork Lewis, nothing in there about Lucan or any of the other extensions we're expecting in the city.
Okay. I'll bring you in, Michael. Obviously, you are a spokesperson from the Transport Committee, but what do you make of it? You've heard what Brian said. Why the change from 2-to-1 to 1.2-to-1 in favour of public transport?
Yeah, look, first of all, thanks for having me on. Yeah, look, an extraordinary investment, unprecedented investment in transport. I think probably the largest in the history of the state. And you're absolutely right, just over $22 billion. And I think just over $10 billion on public transport and just under $10 billion on our roads. But also just to mention, perhaps $2 billion in terms of active travel and further investments in the area of maritime and aviation. Look, I want to be very clear. My role as chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Transport, I want to see shovels in the ground, projects delivered. You know, it's really important that we have strong oversight as well so that the plan delivers.
It is, but almost half the money, Michael, is going on roads rather than public transport. Is that the best use of this $22 billion?
Well, first of all, I think it's an unprecedented investment in sustainable transport, the extent to which we're entering, investing in active travel, in public transport. But we need to invest in our roads as well. It's not just about investment in roads. It's about investment in roads in terms of reducing congestion. Look at the N4 between Cork and Waterford, the amount of congestion. It's a road I travel every single day of the week. It's about making roads safer. So I don't see any issue in terms of investment in roads, but it's an unprecedented investment.
If you had stuck
transport
to the 2-to-1, it would be $14 billion on public transport, $7 billion pretty much, and you've skewed it sort of to half and half. And you stand over that. You've no issue with that.
I have no issue with that. I think it's very important. You know, why not invest in our roads? Like, we're seeing increased congestion in our roads. Look, we're talking about an EV fleet of somewhere approximately just under 700,000 by 2030. Like, we need roads for this EV fleet, for the ambition we have in terms of our EV.
Well, I think we reached our target this year. If you're happy with the spend on roads, where the spend on roads is happening is of interest. The western counties appear to be the biggest winner. In terms of the Western Seaboard, Limerick, Galway, Donegal. Donegal's getting up to €1 billion on its roads. I mean, a lot of people would suggest that the population of Donegal, and no disrespect to the population of Donegal, but that it's very small compared to the population of Dublin. The M50 is in gridlock most days, several times a day.
Yeah, look, I think if you look at a plan and if you go through it in detail, and I'm quite happy to go through it in detail, I think there's an excellent spend right across urban and rural areas. You mentioned, you know, Donegal, I can mention Kildare, I can mention Westmead, my own county of Tipperary.
No, you're saying it's like a good thing. I'm asking you, why is the lion's share going west when the population lives in the east.
I don't think it is. I think if you do an objective analysis across all the different counties, like we're seeing an investment in Westmeath, for example, of between 500 million and 1 billion. Same in Roscommon, Galway, Wexford. Unprecedented investments in Limerick. I mentioned Tipperary, between 500 million and 1 billion as well. Kerry, it's not just all in the west. I think there's actually an excellent spread.
I just do notice you haven't mentioned Dublin anywhere there. Let me bring Brian back in. Brian, do you think where the money is being spent on roads, if we are accepting that it is being spent on roads, is the correct areas?
In terms of where they're looking at, they're talking about the Galway bypass, they're talking about the motorway between Cork and Limerick. So there's the investment that's happening there. You mentioned the M50 there, Ciara. More space on that's not going to fix it. It didn't fix it before. It's getting people out of the cars. It's going to fix that. So that's a higher spend on public transport. One of the things, I suppose, a caveat should be put on the road spend is that how many of these roads are in compliance with the Climate Action Acts. So in Northern Ireland, there was a road, the A5, which was thrown out by a judicial review because it wasn't compliant with the Climate Action Acts and the climate budgets. So I suspect some of these motorways and some of these roads and this $10 billion that's been spent on that will have a judicial review. There will be reviews on it in terms of climate and whether or not it helps us reach our target.
I have no doubt you're right on the judicial reviews. We don't appear to be able to do anything without them. Look, thank you very much to both of you for your input on that this morning. That was Brian Caulfield, their professor in the School of Engineering at Trinity, and Fine Gael TD for Tip South and Transport Committee Chairman Michael Murphy.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.